Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Three. This is Lock and Load. Now we're going to do Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and young Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man. How are you? When we last left you, Bill, you posed a question about the accelerator.
Right.
I had never heard of it. Bob had recently heard of it. Bob, what is it? Is it worth the money? Does it work?
I don't know if they work. I've never tried one.
But you
mentioned it was funny because I like 4 days prior to that or 3 days prior to that, I had someone in my class that had one on a staccato. And it's a competition thing.
Okay.
You can put your left thumb on it if you're a right hand shooter, put your left thumb on it just so you can drive have better pressure on the gun so you're not getting as much muzzle put. I've never got into competition stuff. All my guns are usually stock, or what I'd be carrying. So yeah, I've heard of it, but I really can't talk smart about them because I haven't actually used them.
How does it fit in the holster?
So, you didn't look it up?
No, I've been busy with other stuff.
And I didn't even, I thought, because I've seen them on race guns before.
It mounts on the flat. You got to have a flashlight mounted underneath it. It mounts, I think, on this. It mounts really well on the Streamlight TLR 7 Alpha, and it folds up.
Yeah, exactly. So someone, one of the.
Holster.
Yep. So I didn't even think about it. I've seen them before. I figured the holster was just set up for it. I didn't even look. And then they were loading up or on break or something, and someone was asking about it and he showed how it folds up, like when you shove it in the holster. It's like,
oh, no kid.
Well, look at that. I don't think like competition guns in the past, like that have those, like I can't remember what the heck they used to call them. Competition guys have a lot of them use that, and I can't remember what you call them, but I don't think they ever fold it up. So yeah, this one actually, when you shove it in the holster, it folds up, and then when you come out of the holster, it comes back down.
Well, I got to tell you, I can kind of envision how that would help. You know, so it's your left hand.
Yeah.
Up and hold the barrels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they ride up on the slide, and all the slides on the frame, as they shoot, it kind of pops off the gun every time. So by having it a little bit off and then pressing down, it's supposed to keep your hand on the gun better. And again, I've never used them, but you're supposed to be able to push down on it to alleviate some of the muzzle flip.
Yeah, from the staccato, which is designed to mitigate. How much muzzle flip do you have on your C2 there, Lee?
None.
How much muzzle flip do you have on your CS there? There, Bob.
Not much, but we kind of know how to. We know how to shoot.
Yeah. Oh.
Any gun will have that if you don't know how to shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a moving part that could stop moving because I presume it's spring loaded, right? What happens if the spring goes bad and you try to reholster it? Now you got this deployed and it won't go in.
I didn't research or look at it. I just happened to. It was funny you said it because I just seen it. But I don't. Is that just for staccato, or can you put it on any pistol? The only reason I ask is because I've never seen them, never saw one in the class before, and the guy who had it on a staccato. So I didn't know if it was just for them or what.
See, interesting. I want to ask a question to Mr. Keller, if I may.
Of course.
So with these guns, Bob, when people come with these guns and everything, now a gun like the Staccato CS, small gun, right, but still big enough, full grip, right, all that good stuff, and yet you see people, they get out there, Staccato says, this is a gun designed for full concealability, the easiest, smallest gun to find, full size with all that Staccato goodness. And then you start having these accessory companies that come out with a magwell, and you got to put a flashlight on it. Then you got to put an accelerator on. Of course, it's got to have an optic. And before long, you've taken what was a really small package, which was very shootable to begin with, and you turned it into a Wheaties box.
Yeah, which is going to be the case for any pistol when you start putting stuff on it.
Right. Well, I mean, I started noticing that with the SIG P365, the smallest gun, miraculous. But we got to put all this stuff on it so we can shoot it. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to ask that question.
That's 100% what happens, and the same thing with the rifle.
Right.
We got a couple of updates last week. We talked about this Democrat anti-militia bill. I actually did a story on it. It came out today. I found out what they're making illegal if this, God forbid, this bill over gets to Biden's desk. They're saying it would be illegal to publicly patrol, drilling, or engage in harmful or deadly paramilitary techniques, or to train to engage in such behavior.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say.
Well, what's the, like, all that? Be what you just said. What is the fine print on that?
Here's the thing. I asked the question.
I mean, that would be subjective, right?
Yeah, I asked the question. Is it CQB? What about movement? What about transitioning? Malfunction drills, offhand shooting. Could that? Yeah. You know, what about punching plain old holes?
That's probably what they're talking about, and that's what I mean. Like the fine print of that would probably be like you pull the trigger on the gun. Well, that's training to harm someone or something.
Well, I read the entire bill, and they don't get into the fine print, so they're leaving all of this up
to federal
prosecutors to determine.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So right now it wouldn't get through the House. I don't know about the Senate, but because they're gauging this whole thing in the guise of January 6th and the
month. Yeah, absolutely they are.
They mentioned Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, so I just had to let everybody know about this, because this thing is solely designed for one purpose, to infringe on training, you know? That's it. And they want to put you out of business.
Yep.
So read that if you want. I think it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. We were also right on the Lake City Ammo Plant. Remember we mentioned that? The New York Times did this big hit piece on the plant that's been around since World War II, and now the Dems are pressuring Biden to close it down. All 28 Republican attorneys general had to send a letter to the White House to stop them from trying to close this plant. I mean, I can't even imagine how many jobs they'd lose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we've all probably shot Lake City.
Yeah.
Never had an issue with it.
Just crazy.
I know.
I don't know how you read all this stuff and know all this stuff and not stay sane. That's why I stay out of it. Because once I hear more, it just makes me more angry.
It's called bourbon. That usually takes the edge off.
True.
And then good news like we had just the other day. My employer, Second Amendment Foundation, we sued the Attorney General Garland and the directors of both FBI and ATF.
I'll tell you what, hang on right there, Lee. Finish the story. I was too busy listening that I looked down at the clock. I was like, oh. This is Think Game Fire. We'll be right back. This is also Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Game Fire, as we are listening to or speaking with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And you were about to go into talking about Merrick Garland, so please finish that story. Please, sir.
My employer, the Second Amendment Foundation, just sued the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, the directors of the FBI and the ATF, in an attempt to restore the Second Amendment rights of medical marijuana users. And I am kind of proud of that. I mean, we all know veterans who use marijuana medicinally and it works for them. No reason they should have to give up their Second Amendment rights.
Did you see that? Did you see that story coming out of California where the girl took two bong hits and then stabbed her boyfriend 108 times? I said she went psychotic with marijuana.
Yeah, she got probation.
Probation, that's right, and community service. I'm moving to California. Yeah. Yeah. She involuntarily stabbed him 108 times.
I got a question for you before we get to Bob's questions.
Well,
there
okay.
are a bunch.
Yes, sir.
I've been asked by a couple of people. I haven't had time to research it. What's Nikki Haley like on guns? She comes from your area.
Well, she when she was governor of South Carolina, that was she made a great deal about going to the FN headquarters and shooting guns in heels. She has publicly come out against red flag laws. She hasn't really done too much one way or the other, up or down. Given some of her other positions on certain things like digital ID and the fact that she has a plurality of Democrats and independents that liked her in New Hampshire versus any Republicans, I look at her with a very jaundiced eye. When she was governor of South Carolina, her chief of staff, Chris Pearson, would call a consultant, a political consultant named John Lerner in Virginia every day to ask him what they should do to increase her national name recognition.
Okay.
So she's been grooming herself for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that answers that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a bunch here, Bob. Please ask Bob to talk about his field craft class. Is this new? I thought I'd taken all of his classes. The survival kit list on the course description, by the way, is the best I've ever seen. You're teaching field craft now.
No. That was like one time. I'm not teaching it. It's just like a shooting thing. Bring another instructor. Some of it's shooting, some of it's field craft or survival skills. I might have done two of those. I haven't done one in at least 2 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, it's still on the courses that I have. I think it's up on my website. So that's not the first time I've been asked about that class, but I don't have one on the schedule for 2024.
Well, oh, that's too bad. I was looking through this list of the survival kit. It's pretty comprehensive, brother. They get a chance to use it?
Yeah. Yep. Anything, if you don't know anything about survival or even taking a class like that is even good for like people have never went out and started a fire or camped, you know?
Yeah.
It's all survival skills. Kind of, I would say it's like my shooting. It's all basic stuff, but a lot of people have never done that. So stuff like that is good. That's why I put that class together. I haven't done it. When you're doing classes with other instructors, it's hard to set up days that actually work for both instructors, you know?
Well, I would encourage people to go to Gamut Resolutions and look at your courses just for this list alone. It's pretty comprehensive. I like the fact they're calling for the contractor grade garbage bags. Those things are magic.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew asks, any way you could break down what I'll need to get started with night vision? If you can ballpark the cost too, that would be very cool. Also, should I consider thermals? Oh God, I have no idea about prices, Bob.
I don't either. But yeah, the whole night vision thing is—we talked about it last week.
Yeah,
kind of. Right? When it was about the helmet. Yeah, I'm definitely not the person to ask. I think you guys probably know more about it than I do. It was like when I was at the unit, I used what I was issued. You know? I mean, we have the absolute best stuff, but I didn't know how it was made. I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know how much it was. So I don't even know like good companies to send you to for that. People that are like specifically specializing in night vision classes, that's who I would hit up. They're gonna at least know the good brands to go to.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're asking dual tubes, one tube, I think either one will work. It comes down to budget. I know, like a decent setup, not like top of the line stuff. Everything included, because you gotta look into helmets, you gotta look into the mounts, you gotta look into, all the other thing that goes into just the mods. I mean, you're looking at $20,000 easy.
Oh.
For a decent setup, you know? Now you want, I'm pretty sure they're selling panels now. Like the four tube.
Yeah.
So who knows how much those things are going for.
So if you can afford to go out and buy a new pickup with money in your bank account, then you can consider.
Yeah, it's a pricey thing to do. And is it worth it? I mean, I think most people end up buying them. They get into it for a couple of weeks or a month, or they go out and shoot at night a couple of times, and then it becomes it's staying in the locker. It's not. And if you're just going to the range to use them, I mean, like if you're hunting with them and you're actually getting use for it, great. The only time it's going to make sense to have it, and I think that's what we hit on last week or another episode, is like if everything went to crap in America and there was like Civil War and you had knobs, you 100% have the advantage. Then you will be glad you spent the $30,000-$40,000 bomb. Or $20,000-$40,000. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, you're going to the range and shooting at night, usually by yourself because not many people have them. And what are you training on?
I mean,
it's shooting. So, like walking around your backyard or driving around somewhere where on someone's property is training enough. You don't actually have to shoot it. So, yeah, people ask me all the time, is it worth buying? If you have the money, you want them, and you're going to hunt with them, awesome. If it's something that you're prepping for something bad to happen in America, and it does, then absolutely it's going to be worth the money, because if you're going up against someone that doesn't have them, you're not going to lose.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. Hang on, if you will.
Okay.
Bob Keller, he runs Gamut Resolutions. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. President Biden is seeking additional authorities from Congress to enhance border security. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton argues that's why House Republicans should support the anticipated border deal emerging in the Senate.
And if, you know, Speaker Johnson is serious about securing the border, which he also said this morning that he is, then he should work across the aisle with us, reach back across the aisle in good faith, and join us. We're working along with Senate Republicans as well as Democrats.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate-crafted deal is likely to face significant opposition in the House. The first meeting of the year for the Federal Open Market Committee began Tuesday. The two-day event will conclude with an announcement regarding the future of interest rates on Wednesday. Unexpectedly, recent data show an increase in the number of job openings in the United States. According to the Labor Department's report on Tuesday, there were 9 million job openings in December. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Think Gang Fire, talking to Bob Keller and Lee Williams. We were just talking about night vision. Although last week when you were talking about night vision, Bob, you said if you have to choose between night vision and a laser sight, get the laser sight. You're going to... That's still you still believe that?
No. I was talking about laser for the pre-night vision.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like if you're buying night vision, 100% get an AR, IR laser. 100%. Like, don't buy the nod and then think you're gonna shoot through the glass and pick up red dot. Which, I mean, you can do, but it's worth the money to buy a laser if you have night vision.
Well, I disagree with you on one point. If I bought night vision for $20,000, I wouldn't throw them in the locker. I'd get rid of all my light bulbs and I'd wear the damn things around the house. I'd watch TV in them.
I'm telling you, though, everyone gets into it. And they buy them and they're using them, like, you know, for a couple of weeks or a month. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm just, you know, you'll see them sitting there. Do I want to go shoot at night? Do I want to put these things on and walk around? Or it usually ends up being no.
Well, your earlier comment about the Civil War gave us a good segue. Anonymous asks, there's a standoff right now in Texas between the feds and the Texas National
Guard. I did see that.
Do you think Slow Joe will federalize the National Guard if Joe sends active duty troops to the border? Do you think they would fight each other? I guess what I'm asking is, are we headed toward a civil war? I don't think our troops are going to fight each other, the National Guard and active duty. No way in hell.
And there's no way, you know, and that's I don't even know how you would say it. The apostasy comitatus, you know, allow.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. I think it should happen for stuff like we did, you know, to help out the FBI, the CIA, or like local local SWAT teams on big things. I think I'm always said that we should be able to do that, kind of like the Brits are able to do it overseas. But for something like that, if you're asking me, not going to happen.
I totally agree.
If he did it, it would make Bundy Ranch look like a romper room or
yeah, right. It would be pretty.
I mean, he can federalize the National Guard with the stroke of a pen, or in his case, a crayon.
Yep.
And that's what's scary. You know, we've been doing this for a while on several venues, and I never asked you this. Anonymous said, this is a great question, very short and simple. Anonymous asked, how difficult was it to get into the unit?
Just to get a shot at selection, it was a real pain in the butt.
Oh, sorry.
Like, just all the paperwork. I mean, it was like, for me, it was probably harder because I hate doing paperwork stuff. But yeah, like getting everything in order, I swear, and I've said this since I was there, like that's actually the beginning of selection, is all the stuff that you need to get together for your packet. It's in this big packet. I mean, it is huge on the amount of stuff that you got to go through to submit before even like getting selected to go to selection. Like it was a big pain in the ass. So I think a lot of people right off the bat, including myself, like when I'm filling out this stuff and trying to find all the stuff they're asking for, I mean, there was points I was like, is it even worth it? Like that's how crazy it was just to go to selection. So.
Oh my God.
Yes, just to get a chance at it, it's hard, very hard, because they're going through your packet before even letting you go to selection. It's not like just raising your hand and be like, yep, I want to go to selection, and then you're going. I mean, anyone can do that, but you still got to turn in your packet, and they're going through your packet to even give you the chance, you know, the email that says, okay, you're invited to come to selection. So yes, it was a big pain in the butt. It is very hard.
And then once you got there?
Once I got to selection?
Yeah, how difficult was that?
To me, selection was pretty easy, every time I say that, I'm like, people are going to be thinking, all right, this guy's real cocky, or he's being I can't swear, so I don't even know what the word come up with, Bill.
Well, how old were you?
24, so 24.
Well, of course, it was easy for you. It was easy for you. That would have been easy for me if I could have got in.
No, I was probably 35.
35?
34, 35.
What were you, an insane person?
but like, selection for me was actually really easy. And I don't want to take that away from anyone else that said that was the hardest thing they've done, because it might have been. But I just said it last week in another podcast that, like, I overtrained for everything. So, like, not one time at selection did I even get a hot spot. So usually your hot spot on your foot, that's right before you get a blister.
Right.
Like, I didn't even get a hot spot. Because I had done so much rucking in multiple pairs of boots to know that, like, no matter what I was doing, I'm not getting a blister. And I didn't. And then I had overtrained the amount of miles I had done, how fast I was doing things. I already knew how to line them out. So, like, to me, it was actually an enjoyable walk in the woods. I mean, you're out there in beautiful country by yourself doing land app. To me, that was fun. And because I'd overtrained on the rucking part, I was never really that exhausted.
Were you one of those guys that would throw two 45-pound plates in your ruck and take off running?
Yeah, that's what I did my whole career.
Don't you just hate that kind of guy?
No.
I just can't stand it.
Yeah, it was like one of those things that I tell people before going to selection. Like, if they're saying you got to have a 40-pound ruck, I would ruck with an 80-pound.
Right.
If I knew I had to do a 20-mile ruck, I would do a 40-mile ruck. Like, I went past the standard at least double, just so I knew if I had a bad day or if I missed a point, I had to, like, pick it up. Pick up the speed, it wouldn't affect me at the end. Where a lot of people train the standard, and then when they have that bad day, they think they're just going to suck it up. You know, and they're like, oh, I'll just rise to the occasion and suck it up and fight through it. Well, you know, if you're doing that on your fifth day and being out there, you're not going to have any gas left. if you were just training as a standard. So I overtrained for the thing, and it was, so once I got there, it was pretty easy. You know, once I got through the actual board, then it was easy. Then it was just OTC after that. So it was actually enjoyable.
How bad were the boards?
Not as bad as I had heard. Yeah, there was a bunch of questions. I answered them, and they said congratulations. So, so it was, again, even that was like the scariest part for me, because I knew physically I was set, but I just didn't know what the questions would be. So once I was in there and they asked, it was done. I was like, well, that wasn't too bad. What I was before, that was what I was worrying about. So, I'm not the worst person to ask about selection because I actually enjoy it.
You heard it here first, folks. Selection is easy.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I hate saying that, but it's like, I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie and be like, oh yeah, it was the hardest thing I ever did, because it wasn't. But for some people, that would have been like a life accomplishment, you know?
Was it rougher than Ranger School?
No.
Okay.
Now that I'm older and more affluent, could I pay some young guy to carry my ruck for me and get certified that way?
You can hire anyone to get anything done.
That's thinking on my feet, Bob. What about
good luck finding a young person to do that, though, Bill.
Money.
Because they're probably on their video game.
Money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Bob runs a place called Gamut Resolutions. This is where he will teach you to be all that you can be in the setting in which he teaches it to you. Lee is, he is the, well, first of all, he writes at thegunwriter.substack.com. He also writes at armedamericannews.com, and he is the lone reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I think we're. Is it time for the next question? Did I interrupt the time?
Yeah, it is. Actually, Kyle has three EQB questions, and I like the first one. Is there a difference between the CQB Tier 1 guys use and the CQB tactics in use by regular Army units?
Clipmaster's CQB, probably not. But I have not seen, I've never trained with a regular duty unit to see what they're doing or seen any kind of curriculum that they're putting out. But I would assume, yes, it's the exact same. I mean, CQB is easy. I mean, first guy goes left, the next guy goes right. It's left, right, every time you're going through. If they're not doing sectors of fire, then it would be different because we're real big on sectors of fire as they're coming in. But the flow-wise, so where it's different is the speed of what we're doing it at and being able to clear rooms, so like Bookmaster, CQB, or what I would assume, like teaching the regular Army, like you're going to your point of domination no matter what. You're clearing your corners. We don't, like, when you get to a team, you're not doing that. If you can clear the whole room with your eyes, well, then why would I have to go in the room, right? I'm going to turn around and go to the next room or my next frickin' work. So the actual book answer CQB, I think, is going to be the same across the board. It's the same thing that all the SWAT guys I teach that have been taught. It's getting your sectors down, again, getting your shooting down, and then being able to clear things faster with your eyes instead of clearing them like with your body. Like, I guess looking at the CQB, if you go right, you're going down and then you get your corner threads and center threads, whatever. Book answer, if you go right, you're going to your point of domination. You're going all the way to the corner. So as you go in the corner, you're clearing that, and then you're clearing your sector from there. But if I can clear that with my eyes, why the heck would I go all the way to the corner? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So usually when we do like on a team, it'll very seldom you get more than two people in a room. Because once the one and two men go in, they've already cleared both sides of the room. So they're already breaking down, turning around and getting out of that room to go to the next work. So as three and four men see that, they don't even come in the room and they just go right to the next door. It's very fast, but we're still clearing the room. It's just we're doing it live.
His second question, what's the status of Bob's shoot house?
There is none.
Okay. And this, I like this last one. Would Bob consider teaching a basic CQB class for civilians with blue guns without live fire sims? If yes, how can I make this happen?
I would never say no. I have not done that. It's always been LE or agencies. So the right place, right shoot out and the right people. I'm not going to say I wouldn't say no to it.
You're talking like a private class, though.
Yeah, 100% have to be a private class. I have to know who it was. And I have to know that they're vetting the right people and they have all the right gear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would never say no to that.
Anonymous, do you guys have any tips for someone who wants to start writing gun and gear reviews?
That's all you, Lee.
Well, I think, yeah, if you're going to start, you're probably going to have to start buying the stuff you're going to review. I mean, you got to be around for a while before they're going to start sending you stuff for free.
I
go back to what Tom Gresham said to me not too long ago. We were talking, I was on a show, and he used to publish outdoor magazines, and he had this guy that would send him in all these stories that he'd written, and Tom would crap can them and send him story after story, and Tom never ran one of them.
Yeah.
And the dude ended up calling him up and said, hey, why aren't you running my stuff? I've got 20 years of this, 20 years pushing a car, all this military. I'm super technical. You know, I know all this about guns, been around guns my whole life. And he goes, hey, man, it's not your experience. It's your writing.
Yep. I definitely see that.
And that kind of always stuck with me. So work on your writing too. It's one thing to be really good at knowing the stuff, but if you can't communicate.
Exactly.
Well,
it'd be like me doing reviews. I can't write.
Yeah, you can. I've read the writing.
Can I interject there a little bit?
Yeah.
So on a regular basis, in whatever venue I'm on, somehow, some way, somebody's going to contact me, and they're going to want to send me stuff to look at. Or they're going to want to send me, they're going to want to tell me that I need to go watch this YouTube channel, or I need to do this, and I need to do that. And the problem with that is twofold. First of all, it's like me getting out there and bugging you all the time about, Lee, have you written about this? Well, why haven't you written? I mean, this is an important thing, Lee. Well, you probably write the things that interest you, and you publish them, right? And that's the way you do media. You don't get out there and say, what's everybody going to want to read? You say, what's Lee going to want to write? And you write it. And for me, when somebody says, have you looked at this? You should look at this. Then you know what you were talking about. Well, that's sort of insulting. And two, if I get out there and I go look at another source, this is why I don't look at any sources. I don't listen to anybody.
I don't either.
Hey, I don't either.
I do that way because if somebody comes at me and says, you took that from so-and-so, I can say, no, I didn't. Because I didn't.
Yep.
So that's why I, and as far as how would you go about becoming a reviewer? Well, like you said, you're going to have to write. You're going to have to go buy it. Then you're going to have to review it. Then you have to make sure that whoever, like, say it's Staccato. So you do a Staccato review, find out who you can send it to at Staccato and send it to them.
And I can't tell you the amount of wackiness that I've received to review, which is something that you guys have never read because, I mean, the firearm industry is huge and everybody's looking to cash in. And some of the stuff that I've received, send it right back or throw it away. It's crazy. And I got a really good question. I want to make sure we have time for Bill. Do we have time?
You do. Go. Got 2 minutes.
Mike K says, I would never ask you guys to recommend a handgun or a rifle. But does Bob know what most people are bringing to his classes?
Huh.
I love this question.
Huh. I like that.
it would have to be Glock all day long. If you're looking at the majority of guns, or the pistols that are coming would be a Glock. I mean, everyone has Glocks, right? The second, I don't know what the second one would be. I am very surprised on how many Staccatos are showing up in my classes, and that just might be people know my background, so I might be getting a little bit more experienced shooters, so then that's why they're buying Staccatos. But it'd be Glock, and then in the last year, I have to say Staccato would be close second.
What about rifles?
That's a good one too. I guess if I had to put a name on it for the amount of, or what would be the most I see, it would probably be Daniel Offense.
Okay.
Wow. Pretty
not
nice.
Cheap.
What you need, every time somebody shows up with a Staccato, you need to like take a picture with them, a selfie, and then make a big montage.
I should have been doing that from day one.
Make a big montage sure. With all the selfies, and then get on the email and go, "Dear Staccato, I think it may be time to renegotiate our agreement. Please see all people that have bought Staccatos because of me."
Funny.
We're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. We'll save it for next week.
Well, it worked out pretty good this way. Finally, online, thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, saf.org. Bob Keller, go book a class with him. Go book a class at Gamut Resolutions. Go learn from somebody that he will teach you the practical fundamentals that he drives home. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Thanks. Talk to you.
Be back on Monday. It's never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.